Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Forex Live, January 11th, 719 America, New York. Trading tip. Learn to trade different asset classes. Different asset classes respond in many different ways to various fundamental developments. You can have short-term treasury notes selling off because the central bank is tightening monetary policy.
New York Times Business, January 11th, 7:08 America, New York. The Fed chair could face a grilling at his confirmation hearing. Here's what to watch. Jerome H. Powell, the Federal Reserve chair, will testify before lawmakers as he seeks Senate confirmation to a second term.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 11th, 7:05 America, New York. IBM, Rivian, AMD, Tesla. What to watch when the stock market opens today. Chipmaker shares were rising. China's car market snapped a three-year decline last year, helped by strong electric vehicle sales.
Daily FX Market News, January 11th, 7 o'clock America, New York, a bad case of confirmation bias. Confirmation bias, the tendency to look for and favor information that confirms your prior belief.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 11th, 7 o'clock America, New York, retailers face taxing start to the year. Investors in retail stocks might be primed for optimism after 2 years of heady growth, driven by stimulus and expanded child tax credit payments. That giddiness could wear down quickly. Wall Street Journal Markets, January 11th, 7 o'clock America, New York, refurbished iPhone seller back market hits $5.7 billion valuation. A fresh slug of funding for the electronics reseller underscores the heady market for startups in Europe, which had previously been seen as an also-ran in the tech universe.
New York Times Business, January 11th, 6:51 America, New York, the Fed chair could face a grilling at his confirmation hearing. Here's what to watch. Jerome H. Powell, the Federal Reserve chair, will testify before lawmakers as he seeks Senate confirmation to a second term. We know that high inflation exacts a toll, particularly for those less able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing and transportation, Jerome H. The Library of Economics and Liberty, January 11th, 6:30 America, New York, an obscurantist age? One worrying trend of our epoch is a celebration of irrationality by those who believe that their wishful thinking produces ideas that are necessarily true, from the Donald Trump crowd to the woke galaxy.
Daily FX Market News, January 11th, 6:30 America, New York, Euro, USD propped up by short-term US dollar weakness. The euro is picking up a short-term bid against the US dollar ahead of Fed Chair Powell's testimony later today and Wednesday's US inflation report.
Wall Street Journal US Business, January 11th, 6:09 America, New York, electric vehicles drive growth for China car sales. China's car market snapped a three-year decline last year, helped by strong sales of electric vehicles, though the global chip shortage and COVID-19 outbreaks in the country disrupted some production.
Forex Live, January 11th, 6:06 America, New York, Fed's Bostic. If things continue the way they are, March would be reasonable to start hiking rates. Sees at least three rate hikes this year. March is a reasonable date to start rate hike. Balance sheet runoff should begin. Soon after, there is a risk inflation is likely to be elevated for extended period of time. Fed needs to respond directly, clearly, and aggressively. A fast balance sheet runoff would.
Wall Street Journal US Business, January 11th, 6 o'clock America, New York, Fed's Bostic. I'm totally open to prospect of March rate rise. Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta President Rafael Bostic said Monday he is open to the U.S. Central Bank raising its now near-zero short-term rate target as soon as its March policy meeting, adding he expects the central bank will likely raise its interest rate target three times over the course of the year.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 11th, 6 o'clock America, New York, Apollo leads $225 million investment in alternatives platform CAIS. Apollo Global Management is investing in CAIS, a platform that gives independent financial advisors access to alternative investment products.
Forex Live, January 11th, 5:58 America, New York, U.S. December NFIB Small Business Optimism Index 98.9 versus 98.4 prior. prior 98.4. That's a modest increase in small business sentiment last month despite growing concerns on inflation and worker shortages. The survey also showed that the share of owners raising average selling prices fell slightly from 59% to 57% in December. Forex Live, January 11, 558 America, New York, Bundesbank's Nagel, inflation surge not entirely due to temporary factors. Inflation outlook extraordinarily uncertain, risks are skewed toward higher inflation than now expected. That is some reassurance that he will be keeping the German tradition alive on Policy Shop Talk. Forex Live, January 11, 549 America, New York, equities extend gains on the session. European equities are pulling higher with gains sitting around 1% across the board. This comes as US futures are also nudging higher with S&P 500 futures now up 0.4%, NASDAQ futures up 0.6%, and Dow futures up 0.3%.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 11, 530 America, New York, bank stocks could be big winners ahead of potential Fed rate hikes. Investors are betting that looming interest rate increases will fuel profits in financials and make the sector more attractive than tech, one of the main contributors to last year's rally. Wall Street Journal Markets, January 11, 530 America, New York, London Stock Exchange and Aflac invest in pricing service bond click. The Securities and Exchange Commission is exploring the need for better price transparency in trading of corporate bonds.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 11, 530 America, New York, Powell hearing could shed light on plans to tame inflation. The Fed chairman could face a grilling at his Senate confirmation hearing, where he is likely to be pressed over inflation.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 11, 530 America, New York, UBS targets lower-end rich with advice by device. The new platform for U.S. customers is a test case for the Swiss bank's digital-savvy chief executive, Ralph Hammers.
Forex Live, January 11, 523 America, New York, ECB's Lagarde. We take concern on rising prices very seriously. We understand that rising prices are a concern for many people and we take that concern very seriously. People can trust that our commitment to price stability is unwavering. That is critical to firmly anchor inflation expectations and vital for confidence in the euro currency. Her full speech can be found.